Welcome to SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump addresses a conservative Christian group urging them to get out and vote.
In a speech at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference, Donald Trump rallied attendees to cast ballots in the presidential election, saying evangelicals and Christians don't vote as much as they should.
They go to church every Sunday, but they don't vote.
He's also expressing support for Louisiana's new law requiring the Ten Commandments displayed in public schools, generating objections from civil liberties groups.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the schools?
And Trump continues to say abortion has to be left to the states, despite conservative Christians wanting him to go further. Trump declining to support a nationwide ban on abortion. I'm Julie Walker.
The president of the Teamsters Union has agreed to speak at the Republican National Convention next month.
Former President Donald Trump says on Truth Social that Sean O'Brien has accepted his invitation to speak at the RNC in Milwaukee. Mr. Trump is working to build support with organized labor in this year's campaign. Blue-collar workers helped deliver his 2016 victory, but a solid majority backed Biden in 2020. While Democrats promote Mr. Biden as pro-union, Mr. Trump is touting himself as pro-worker, which would split union leadership from the rank-and-file members. George Williams reporting.
Days before the NTSB is set to explain why first responders were wrong to blow open five tank cars and burn the toxic chemicals inside after the East Palestine derailment, Norfolk Southern says it plans to lead an industry-wide effort to improve the way those decisions are made. The railroad says it promises to lead this effort and learn from the aftermath of its disastrous derailment as part of its settlement with the federal government. This is SRN News. A Florida public school employee faces firing because she allowed her son, who was living as a girl, to play on the girls' volleyball team in the high school. An anonymous tipster at Monarch High notified a Broward County School Board member that the 16-year-old was playing on the girls' varsity volleyball team. That's a violation of state law barring males from playing on female sports teams or using female restrooms and locker rooms. The board had been scheduled to vote this month on Jessica Norton's fate, but has put it off till July. Artificial intelligence could be misused to spread misleading or false claims about the Holocaust. That's the warning from a new UNESCO report. The international agency says powerful AI programs could allow hate groups to generate realistic photos and images that falsely call into question the murder of Jews and other groups by the Nazis. Widespread use of AI programs for educational purposes could also increase the likelihood people stumble across unreliable information. This is SRN News. The cybersecurity firm Kaspersky denies that it is a security threat.
This comes after the Commerce Department banned the use of its software in the United States. The Moscow-based company, whose CEO is Russian, said in a statement that the Commerce Department's decision would not affect its ability to sell and promote its cybersecurity products and training in the U.S. Kaspersky said the government has based its decision on the geopolitical climate and the theoretical concerns, rather than independently verifying if there was a risk. The government says the firm's Russian connections mean the company poses an undue or unacceptable risk to U.S. national security or the safety and security. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 23rd, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. He is 76. More on these stories at townhall.com.